Blog Talk Radio.
Here we go. Praise the Lord, everyone.
How many of y'all believe that God can do anything but fail?
Oh, yeah.
Boy, yeah. I know he can.
But fail.
It's all right. Yeah. Would you like to sing a little bit of it?
Oh, yeah.
All right, then.
Yeah.
right. Yes, Lord. Yes. Praise his holy name. Well, I love coming on with that song. God got the power because he can do anything. And if you truly believe that, which is an essence of the scriptures itself, coming from the Bible about faith, saying that faith is the substance of things that we hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. I don't have to see how it's going to happen. Amen. See, my evidence is in my hope. Amen. The evidence is what he's done for me. Hallelujah. Amen. In the past, what he's doing for me now, and what he'll do for me, hallelujah, in the future. So, yes, he has the power to do anything. He can heal the sick. Amen. He can be your doctor in the courtroom. He can be your lawyer. I'm sorry. Let me say it right. He can be your doctor in the sick room, your lawyer in the courtroom, and yes, your teacher in the schoolroom. So God can do anything. All you have to do is just call on the name of Jesus, because he is the way, the life, and the truth. Hallelujah. There's no other way that we can get to the Father except through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And as always, I am your humble radio pastor, Bishop Emmanuel Taylor. Welcome you, amen, to Praises of Emmanuel Ministries. Let your light shine. Internet radio broadcast. Hallelujah. We are here bringing church into the comfort of your home, teaching the divine principles of the scriptures into our daily lives. We teach spirituality, spiritual maturity, spiritual happiness, spiritual healing, and deliverance. What more can you ask for that God can cover every aspect of your lives? Oh, sometimes the way gets hard for us, but however, if we just hold on to his unchanging hand, we realize that God does have the power and that he can and will do anything that we ask in his name. All we have to do is believe it. And it says where two or more comes together in the name of Jesus, and we ask the Father, amen, in Jesus' name, the Father can help but to grant it unto us. Amen. So we just thank him and never be afraid to ask the Father, amen, for what you need in life. But you know, he already knows what our needs are, amen, before we even ask. So ask him. You know, there are three principles of granting blessings. And the first principle is knock, and the door shall be opened unto you. Amen. Ask, and it shall be given unto you. And seek, you shall find what you're looking for. Amen. Those three are the divine principles of receiving the blessings of heaven. Ask. Amen. Seek. Hallelujah. And knock. Amen. So we thank the Lord for those divine principles that we are teaching you this morning. So what I'm going to do at this point, we're going to have, amen, a scripture reading from our own Sister Tazera. In Jesus' name, we're going to have a few testimonies if you like to. There's only a few of us here this morning, but it says where two or more come in the name of Jesus, that he would be with us. So, Tazera, good morning to you.
Good morning, Bishop Taylor and Sister Taylor and all the saints that's on the line this morning. May God bless you all. I'm reading Psalm 31. Happy are those whose sins are forgiven, whose wrongs are pardoned. Happy is a man who the Lord does not accuse of wrongdoing, and who is free from all dissent. When I did not confess my sins, I was worn out and cried all day long. Day and night you punished me, Lord. My strength was completely drained, as moisture is dried up by the summer heat. Then I confessed my sins to you. I did not conceal my wrongdoing. I decided to confess them to you, and you forgave all my sins. So all your loyal people should pray to you in time of need, when the great flood of trouble comes rushing in. It will not reach them. You are my hiding place. You will save me from trouble. I sing out loud of your salvation because you protect me. The Lord say, I will teach you the way you should go. I will instruct you and advise you. Don't be stupid like a horse or a mule, which must be controlled with a bib or bridle to make it submit. The wicked will have to suffer, but those who trust in the Lord are protected by his constant love. You that are righteous, be glad and rejoice because of what the Lord has done. You that obey him, shout for joy. In Jesus' name, amen. And I ask of you, Bishop Taylor, that you never change. Always be how you are, man of God. I appreciate you. I appreciate you. I appreciate you.
Well, amen. Thank you. Thank you for your encouragement. I need that encouragement. Amen. So continue to encourage me. I thank God for you too. Amen. God, you are welcome. Hallelujah. And we want to say hello to Sister Davis. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Bishop Taylor and First Lady Rita and all the saints on the line. Bless you with love, peace, and happiness. Bishop Taylor, I thank you for all that you have done for us and all the prayers that you have sent out to us. Sometimes I don't know how I make it without the prayers and the listening to you and the things that you have to say. So I thank the Lord that he continuously to crown your head with wisdom, that you will always know what to say to us. In Jesus'
Amen.
Name.
In Jesus' name. Thank you, my sister. Love you. Amen.
Love you.
And I have another prayer partner that is here, and which you know I love her too, and that's Sister Gloria. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Bishop Taylor. How are you this morning?
I'm doing well.
Good. God bless you. God bless your ministry. I hope you have a beautiful vacation, you and your wife. And I just
thank you.
I'm praying for you, for God to continue to bless your ministries and never, please, never change. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you. Amen. Yeah, I just don't know how good y'all make me feel. Go ahead. You were saying something else now?
I said everyone on the line needs you.
Amen.
Everyone, we all need you.
Amen. Thank you. You are truly encourages me. Amen. And I thank you. You know, I was talking earlier this morning to the wife, and I was telling her the things that are important to me, and I wanted her to realize that, you know, what is important to me is not about riches and glory. That those are the things that are not important to me. It's nice to have them, you know. And they pay your bills. Yes, they pay your bills. Amen. It's a blessing to be able to pay your bills without worrying about how you're going to pay them. Yes. But you know what is most valuable to me is the gift that the Lord has given to me. I will leave a legacy of gifts that God has gifted me with. I'm multi-talented. I have so much to offer. And, you know, I used to think when I was a child, amen, when I was much younger, is that perhaps these gifts that I have would, amen, make me a multimillionaire, you know, that I would be famous and profound, you know. People would talk about me all everywhere, you know, but I don't worry about that anymore. And the reason why I don't is because I've realized that throughout the years that I allow for the Lord to use me to enter into people's lives. And if I was to count, if I was just to keep count of all the lives that, amen, that crossed my path, then I would probably run out of numbers. And so the Lord truly has blessed me to be a blessing. If you can be a blessing to anyone, you are already rich. When you give your life, amen, for the sake of your sisters and your brothers, that you don't worry about your own time, but you, that's what it means by giving your life. And Jesus said, greater love than he that is able to give their life for their neighbor. So we must put ourselves down, in other words, for the sake of others, so that they can be lifted up. That's what you call being a saint. Amen? Being a saint, being a sage. There's different words for that for different cultures. And that is my legacy. When I leave this world, when my spirit leaves this body, and I never die because I live forever. And so when my spirit leaves this body, I want to be remembered for the legacies and for the blessings that has been given out for to those through my music, through my writings, and through my teachings, through the words of wisdom, amen, that I give out. That is my legacy. I want my children to pass that down to them so that they can, amen, be strong spiritually. And I already been blessed with that. And I see my children are spiritually sound because of the teachings that has been passed down to them. What more can a parent want? To be able to see their children and their grandchildren be spiritually sound. Amen? Because there are so many out there that are not spiritually sound, and they do anything for anyone. So you understand where I'm coming from. What parent would not want, well, I'll put it this way, what true parent, okay, would not want for their seed and their generation to be spiritually sound, to do well in life, to have integrity, to treat people like they should be treated. And you see, who is our spiritual parent? God himself, our creator. That's what he wants for us. He wants us to have the better things in life. He wants us to be happy. He wants us to be filled with joy. And he knows that we're going to go through some hardships in life. Did you think that he don't know and that he don't feel for us? That he don't weep for us? Amen. When we go astray, it's like the earthly parent would weep for their children when they go astray and, you know, and worry about their children. Well, that's how our Father God feels about us when we go astray. But when we are walking on the straight and narrow path that leads to righteousness and not on the road, the wide road that leads to destruction, then Our Father God is happy. He is joyful. He got a smile. I could just see a smile on his face every time I do something right. Let's work on that, putting a smile on God's face. Imagine how he is smiling down upon you whenever that you do right. Amen? Amen? There's no greater gift than you can give, no greater sacrifice than you can give, amen, that you can make God happy, amen, for what you do. You know, to be the apple of his eye. You know that saying, he's the apple of my eye, she's the apple of my eye. That means there's the joy that you put in their heart. So we want to make God happy. We want him to smile upon us and be happy that he created us and not feel sorrowful and grieved that he even made us. Amen? So that is, I don't know why I'm talking like this, but, you know, I'm always in the spirit when I talk. So hopefully that this will elevate your presence with the Lord, that this will elevate, amen, your purpose, amen, in life. There's no greater purpose than to serve the Lord. There's no greater purpose than that. Amen. You can become the president of the United States, or you can become a king of England or the queen of England. You can, amen, sit high on a mountaintop and look down at others. But if you're not, hallelujah, serving the Lord, all that other stuff is nothing at all, because it will all become naught. In other words, it would dissolve and come to nothing. Amen. There are people who got all kind of material gains in their lives, but they don't know the Lord. So they're not rich. They're still living in spiritual poverty. Hallelujah. Spiritual poverty. They might be rich materially, but spiritually they are in deep poverty, because they don't know the Lord. Hallelujah. We just thank the Lord for that. Amen. Let me say hello to Queen here that is with us. Amen. Good morning to you, Queen.
Good morning to you. How are you?
I am blessed and highly favored.
You are always blessed and highly favored. How is everyone in the listening audience? You are also blessed and highly favored. You know, I just thank you, you know, because, you know, what you're speaking is actually, you know, factual. You know, mm-hmm. that you are a dynamic wonder in this realm, these realms we call Earth. You
yes.
know, and when, you know, the reality is that, you know, you are a dynamic wonder. In these wondrous realms in which we live in, that's called Earth, you know, I mean,
hallelujah.
People have eyes to see what dwells inside of you. You know, my God, thank you.
Yes.
Thank you for this man of God. You know, because, I mean, you done been with me and my family. I mean, it's been a host. It's been something to, you know, really deal and dwell with, along with a lot of your other members, Bishop, you know. But I just thank God for you all the time, because you know what? You are a friend when everybody else walk out on you and shut the door. I can pick up the phone, and I don't have to pick up the phone. All I have to do is think on you, you know, and you'll get it and you'll call. Find out what's going on. You know, don't make me run out of here and run out this building, running out.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Yep, go ahead and pray them.
Thank you.
Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, my Lord. This is, look at her. She's fine this morning. She's high in the Lord. That's what you call it, joy in the Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Yes. Yes, yes, yes. Yes, Lord. We hear you, Jesus.
I see you with some gold shoes on your feet. Huh? Shut up.
Yes.
You got some gold shoes that were just put on your feet, Bishop. Ah, well, Mama.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Well, I'm going to put them on. I'm aware.
Oh, I got to get out of here now. I got to run.
I'm going to let you run. Okay. That is wonderful. That is wonderful, saints. Amen. Our own queen, her name is Rosalind, but I gave her a spiritual name, and her spiritual name is Queen because of her dignity that she carries. And also when our own Classy, that's your spiritual name, Classy, and that is Sister Gloria, amen. And remember I told you that you're a classy woman, full of class, amen. And so you are Classy. That is your new name that I'm giving you, Sister Gloria, amen. Oh, look at the Lord. You know, I am the divine magnetic spirit that attracts my goods. I am the combination that opens up the vaults to my treasures, which are stored in heaven and in earth. And I decree my blessings in the mighty name of Jesus. I am blessed. I am blessed. I am blessed. And I am a blessing. I am who I am. I am that I am. And that is my name. I am, says the Lord. My spirit is filled with the glory of the Lord. Sometimes my spirit takes shapes and it goes in different ways. I can be a bright shining light. I can be a bird, an eagle flying in your window. I can be that breeze, that cool breeze that blows through your house. But I will always be with you every step of the way. Just like Queen Rosalind said that, hallelujah, she can just think on me when she's having problems. And I will pick that up and call her and say, what's going on with you? There are times that I would just text you. Because I can sense and I know. See, when you think that I don't know, I know because I'm attached to each and every one of you. And you are attached to me. We are one together. Never forget that. We are one together. And whatever journey that we have taken together in our past and right now, it's all for a purpose. We are one together. And there's greater things that the Father has for me. Greater things. And it is getting ready to open up. Just like it was just said that I have some golden shoes on. Do you know what that means? For me to have golden shoes? That is elevation. The Lord is going to elevate me to higher ground, and greater things is about to open up. And whatever and wherever I step, wherever I walk, doors are going to open. Doors that were closed will no longer be closed again. But wherever, if I knock on the door, that door is going to open. Why? I don't even have to knock. I got the key. You hear me? I got the key. You can't unlock a door unless you have a key. Well, I have the key, and I can unlock any door that I choose to walk into. That's powerful, isn't it? Everybody doesn't have that. But see, the Lord is pleased with me, and he gave me that key to unlock doors and even to lock doors, because there's some doors that need to be locked. You hear me? There are some doors. Let me say this again. There are some doors that need to be closed and locked, amen, to keep things out, to keep people out. There are people that need to be kept out of our lives. And the only way that we can keep them out of our lives, that we got to close the doors to their interests. When they try to enter in, they won't be able to enter in, amen. So you lock that door so that they can't enter in. Also, the purpose of locking the door is to keep spiritual blessings where they should be so that no one can come in and take them from you. Oh, listen to this. Why am I talking like this? Amen? Amen. I already had a script, but forget the script. Amen. The script is in me. Let me just open this up a little deeper here. So therefore, with this key, I can, first of all, unlock the door so that I can walk in. And where am I walking? I'm walking into a different dimension. I can travel anywhere that I choose just by sitting in one place. But my spirit is able to travel anywhere into this vast, unlimited universe that God has created. If I choose to travel 1 million light years, amen, into a different galaxy to just behold the beauty and the glory of God's creation, I can do that. I've done it before, and I can do it again. There's no limitations to what I can do. I do not doubt anything. Why? Because I have the key. And, I have the shoes. Those golden shoes will enable me to walk in places that is impossible for anyone else to walk. So I'm ready. I am ready. I am ready. I am ready. And I got a new car. Yeah. Oh, listen to this. Now, don't think, I'm not talking about a regular material car. We're talking about a spiritual car, a spiritual vehicle. Amen. The spiritual vehicle that I have is pearl. Amen. It's shaped like a Cadillac, but and I'm not talking about those brand new Cadillacs. I'm talking about, you know, the Cadillacs with the long fin in the back. Remember those Cadillacs? Those were the most beautiful Cadillacs that was made because they had class to it. Well, my Cadillac is pearl, made of pearl, made of this one uncut pearl, amen? And that's my vehicle that helps me to travel through the universe. You think it's crazy? No. Let me give you an example. Didn't Ezekiel, amen, that when he was taken up into the heavens, what came down and took him up into the heavens? It was a fiery chariot. That was the vehicle that picked him up. It was a vehicle that picked up Enoch, amen, that he was taken, amen, up into the heavens. See, there are spiritual vehicles in the heavenly realms, and I have one too. And that's how I'm able to go places, amen, where no man has ever been able to go. Hallelujah. So whenever I go to these places, I like to bring back gifts to my friends. Amen. Because when I go and go in these places, I'm going and I'm seeing treasures. I'm taking some things with me. You know how it is when you go on a trip and your friends say, bring me a postcard back, or bring me what do you call those? You know what I'm talking about. You know when y'all go and you travel and you buy different things. I can't think of what it's called right now. Amen. Wait a minute. I'm going to ask somebody right now. Amen. Sister Gloria, what do you call that?
Souvenirs.
Ah, thank you, thank you. That's what it is, souvenirs. And see, so I go in these spiritual places and I bring back spiritual souvenirs and I share them with you, amen? And I share them with that cost because you can't buy this. There's no amount of money that can buy, amen, what the Lord has given me. Nothing is it because it would taint it. It would make it less valuable than what it is if you try to put a price on it. That's how rich it is. Amen. Do you hear me this morning? Hallelujah. Never forget this message that I'm giving you this morning. Amen. Then it will help you to understand who I am. Hallelujah. It will help you to know, amen, that I'm an old soul, that I've been, amen, in creation before the beginning of time. I was here. Hallelujah. And so were you. You just didn't know it. But I'm letting you know that your soul, hallelujah, has always been, and your souls are eternal. And before you were even conceived into the womb of your mother, your soul always have been in existence. And a time came where the Creator, amen, placed your soul and chose who your father and who your mother was to become and is to become. Hallelujah. And your soul was placed into the womb of your mother through the fertilization, hallelujah, of your mother's egg and the sperm of your father. Look how God put things together. See, there's nothing that happens is by mistake. Everything happens is in divine order. Even though there are children right now who don't know who their biological parents might be, but that's okay. They still have parents. Hallelujah. Whoever they might be, we are here because we were placed here for a reason, or I would say with a better word, for a purpose. Find your purpose. Learn your purpose in life, why you are here. And then once you find your purpose and you learn your purpose, then you will know who you are. You will become content and satisfied with who you are. And nobody will be able to tell you anything different. No one can tell you. There are people who will look at you in one way, but that's not who you are. And I say that because, amen, that is how people look at me. Some people look at me and they see, well, that's Emmanuel. That's who Emmanuel is. Amen. That's only because they only see one facet of me. But that's not my whole self. My whole self is many facets, like a diamond. When you pull a diamond, amen, you know how it is, you shine a light on the diamond, and you shine that light on that diamond, and then when you look at that, you see rainbow on the wall, and you see different kind of lights that sparkles from that diamond. That's how I am. That's how I am. And that's why a lot of time it's hard, difficult for people to understand me. It's because they only can see a partial glimpse of me. But when you truly see all of me, then you would know. Like Queen Roslyn, it wasn't by design, it wasn't by flesh that she said what she said today. Just like when Christ asked his disciples, who do you think I am? Remember that? Yeah. He said, who do you think I am? And then some of them answered and said, well, some say that you this and some say that you that. And then he said, but who did you think I am? And the only one that was able to answer it truthfully was Peter. Peter said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. What did he do? He identified the true essence of Jesus. He identified it. And because of that identity, amen, which is important to have identity, when he was able to identify, hallelujah, who Christ is, then Christ gave him the key. I like that. He gave him the key to how he would know that. He said, man didn't give you this. Only my Father in heaven gave you this knowledge and let you know who I am. And he said, because you know who I am, he said, I give you the ability to loose and to bind. Whatever that you loose, amen, in heaven will be loose on earth. Whatever you bind on earth will be bind up in heaven. He said, I give you the keys to heaven, to the kingdom. That's what he said, to the kingdom. He said, and no, he said, on this rock I will build my church. And he continues to tell Peter, well, I can imagine how Peter would just, hallelujah, would just been elevated in his spirit, just at the presence of the word himself. He said, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against my church. Ooh, isn't that wonderful? So, therefore, when you're able to see who I am and identify who I am, as Queen said, she identified. It was the Spirit of God able to show her who I am, and she identified it. And because of that, watch and see what would happen to her. Hallelujah. You saw already that she couldn't even hardly talk anymore because this power of the Spirit was so heavy on her that she stopped speaking and then rejoicing in tongues. When you see the true light in me, and I know you have, amen, but I'm just speaking in parables. When you see the true light in me, you will never step back again. You will never take a step back. You will always move forward in your life. You will always be under my divine protection. Whatever that I pray will come to pass for you. These are the divine blessings that has been passed down to you because of your faithfulness. Because every Wednesday and on Sundays, you make your way and take your time out, amen, to be filled with the Spirit of truth and knowledge and wisdom. You took your time to be filled with that. And because of that, you have been fed spiritual food throughout these years. You have been fed, amen, spiritual water so that you will never thirst again. And spiritual food that you will never hunger again. Oh, this is awesome. It is truly awesome. So now, because of that you know now, and you was able to identify the I am in me, amen, then now a greater blessing is in store for you. And whatever you pray in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, who is our King, he is our Lord, he is our Savior, whatever you pray in his name shall be granted unto you. And don't be ashamed to ask for the bigger things in life. Why? Because God is a big God. Hallelujah. As far as we can see, it's across the street, as far as we're going to get. It's across the street. But if you're able to look beyond, amen, if you're able to look through walls and able to look through hills and valleys and mountains, hallelujah, when you're able to look past whatever's before you, excuse me, then therefore, amen, you would get where as far as you can see. I'm going to drink a little bit of this tea here for a moment. Here we go. I like to make myself lemon tea I like to sweeten it with honey. You all should try that sometimes. Amen. It's good for your system and for your lungs and for your breathing. Yes, full of vitamin C, because that lemon is nothing but good vitamin C. So as I continue to go on, amen, you will be able, hallelujah, to step into a higher plane. I'm working on something right now for you, amen, that I'm working on and to prepare you for your spiritual elevation, amen, and which later we will talk more about that. I would like for you to, when you get a chance, to get you a computer, a laptop, if you don't already have one, to get yourself a laptop, amen. And even with your phones now, if you have, you know, the Windows on your phone, our phones have great capabilities, amen. I want you to download Skype on your phones or on your computer. Amen. And with the Skype, if you have a computer, it's good to have a built-in speaker. Amen. And so that you can hear the lessons that I would be doing on Skype. Now, what Skype is, amen, if some of you already know and some of you don't know, I would tell you this. It is a video where you're able to see me visually. Amen. And so, to go into the deeper lessons, that's what we'll do it that way, to help you develop yourself spiritually, amen, for spiritual ministry, amen, to help you in that way. And so later on in the near future, I will be announcing that, amen, so that we can go into our deeper lessons, in which I call. Well, I already teach divine science, but I'm going to take you a little deeper into that divinity of God's science. Hallelujah. So get ready. Amen. Be prepared. Hallelujah. The days will come for fasting. We'll talk about fasting. We'll talk about herbs. Amen. What type of herbs that are good for you. Amen. Remember, the ginger is good for your stomach. If you've been having problems with your digestive system, ginger tea will help to develop, or let's say, to cure that. Amen. It will ease your digestive system. Amen. It also will expel the bacteria and poison that at oftentimes, you know, invade our intestines, which causes constipation and diarrhea and different things like that. Amen. So that ginger tea is excellent for that. Amen. So there's other, you know, little things that I will, amen, help you with. And then I know some of you probably know some old school remedies, amen, but herbs. We're going to share those together. Amen. We will share those together and work on those and so that we can build up our bodies. Amen. And don't forget about apple cider vinegar. I got the wife taking a teaspoon of that, amen, twice a day, once in the morning and then once in the evening. That's just a teaspoon of apple cider vinegar, not the other vinegar, but it have to be apple cider vinegar. And what apple cider vinegar is good for is to keep your blood sugar normal. If your blood sugar is high, you know, you have diabetes, but the apple cider vinegar will keep that, bring that blood sugar to where it should be at a normal rate. It's also good for high blood pressure. Amen. That apple cider vinegar will help your blood pressure to keep it going. It also good for your, amen, for your liver and your kidneys, amen. That's a good idea, Sister Gloria, to let your mother know about that apple cider vinegar. And I guarantee that if, you know, she starts using that, amen, her kidneys will get stronger. Thank God for that coming to my remembrance. That would be good for her as well, that apple cider vinegar. Hallelujah. So we are filled with just knowledge to pass along for one another. And as I said, when you get to researching different herbs, dandelion is good. Amen. Yeah, dandelion. Yeah, dandelion tea is very good for your nervous system. Amen. And you know about the chamomile, if I'm pronouncing it right, chamomile tea helps you to sleep. For those who have problems with sleeping, and you know, and insomnia is what they call it medically, but it helps one to sleep. So all of these herbs that the Lord put in the earth, hallelujah, is so good for you. Amen. That's why he put it here, for the healing of the nations. Hallelujah. But the doctors, when they duplicate these healings, what they call healings, but it don't heal you, amen, you notice that the side effects that a lot of this medication have, amen, and you know, you listen to the commercial, by the time you hear it, the side effects, it's so much negative side effects that they tell you about until it's better not to take the medicine at all. Amen. Isn't that strange? And because all the side effects will kill you, you know? Yeah, if you take this, you want one side effect, you take this, you might lose your eyesight. And then you also might have suicidal attempts, amen. And you might end up having liver problems. You know, one little pill can bring all those different things, side effects to one individual. I'd rather not take it. Hallelujah. And I'd rather not, if I'm going to die, amen, let it be natural. I'm not going to kill myself with all the side effects that this medicine would do to you. Amen. So they have one medicine that I heard that when boys take it, amen, what it does, one of the side effects is that it makes their breasts big and grow like a girl's. Amen. And they never told anybody until all of that happened. After then, it made millions and millions of dollars. Risperdal, that's what it is. After they gave millions and millions of dollars after selling the pharmacies that sold this Risperdal, amen, to boys who have ADHD, amen, and their breast grows out. That is ridiculous, isn't it? Well, that's one of the crazy side effects that the medical people don't want you to know, the pharmacies don't want you to know. It's just been recent now that they even tell you what the side effects are. Whenever you go to the doctor and the doctor prescribes any kind of medicine, ask that doctor what are the side effects. And if the doctor can't tell you, don't take it. Now, that doctor might argue with you and say you have to take it. He said, well, doctor, this is my body. If you can't tell me what the side effects is, I'll wait. You tell me right now. Let's look it up. I want to know what are the side effects. Amen. What are you giving me this medicine for? Because a lot of times they give it just to experiment on us. Amen. Yeah, just for experimentation. Amen. So we know that we got to take charge, glorious and beautiful temple body that the Lord has given us. And yes, we have been made beautifully. God said this is very good when he created us. So we are beautiful inside and outside. We are beautiful. Yes, men can be beautiful too. I'm beautiful. Amen. So I know that because of the glory of the Lord that what he's given me and his glory makes me beautiful. So all of you beautiful people, remember that God loves you. Let's once again make him happy. Let's put a smile on his face. Amen. I love you. And thank you for tuning in and being with us, amen, this morning. Amen. We have greater things that's in store, and we will be announcing it. Remember, the month of August is the day for, amen, our, amen, reunion banquet, August the 30th, amen. So start getting, for you, those who have not yet sent the monies for your dinners and so forth, to reserve it, amen. Do that. It's just $50, amen. And over the period of time, if you can't send a whole $50, send it piece by piece, partially, in threes maybe, until you have it. But it would be recorded that you did send it. Amen? Amen. I'm so glad that I am redeemed. Amen. So if anybody asks you who you are, tell them, I am redeemed. I've been touched by the Lord. Hallelujah. Here we are. One of my favorite songs. Listen to it now.
I am,
yes, Lord. Bought with a price. Jesus
has changed,
my whole
life.
It's been in my body and you
just
who
I am.
Let's say it again.
I am redeemed.
Bought
with
a price.
Jesus
has changed my life.
I am.
Tell them.
I am redeemed.
God bless everyone. I'll see you Wednesday at 9 p.m.
Love now. Where there was confusion.
Yes, 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 yes.
Now rain.
I love it, I love it. Thank you, Jesus.
I'm walking with Jesus.